Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Landrum reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Landrum moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Cepeda moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Cepeda moves to third. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bertel. The throw from Haller and he is out, Pagan applying the tag. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Landrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Juan Marichal. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field. McCovey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCovey. Rogers moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. Alou reaches second base with a double. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landrum strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Haller and he is out, Hiller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a fly ball towards right. Brock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brock. Hiller moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-3 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hiller moves to third. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brock. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Hiller scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCovey moves to third. Jose Cardenal pinch runs for Orlando Cepeda. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.